Welcome to day number 19. We are up to Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. Says the Mishnah, Hayoshin le'echol, if multiple people are sitting down to eat, kol echad ve'echad mevarech le'atzmo. Each and every person has to make the brachos on food, his or herself. Each one has to do their own brachos. Hey sebu, but if they're leaning, back in the day, the way that they would eat meals together is they would each lean. We actually know this from the Seder, right? So if they were eating the meal together, right? They were all leaning, so we know they were eating together. Echad mevarech lechul. And then one person can make the bracha, they make the brachos for everyone else. Nowadays, we don't lean. So the equivalent would be that we're all sitting around the same table. That's like our version of hey sebu. So if we're all sitting around one table, it's very clear that we're all having a meal together. One person can make the bracha for others. Just because people are in the same room, it would not mean that someone can make. So imagine a cafeteria. You have a bunch of people sitting in different places. One person cannot necessarily make the bracha of everyone else, but if you're somehow eating all together, if you're all around the same table, then one person can make the bracha for others. And this is the source of that halacha, that by birchas hamanan, you can be motzi other people. There are a few conditions. For example, the person who's making the bracha has to have in mind to be motzi everyone else. The people who are hearing and listening, they have to be in mind. They have to have in mind to be yotzei with this bracha. So they each have to have in mind that either I'm being motzi others or I'm being yotzei with that person. And lastly, they have to hear the entirety of the bracha. The people who are being yotzei have to hear the entirety of the bracha. They can't be talking during the bracha. And the last condition is this: that they need to be eating a meal together. Balahem yain b'soch hamazon. If someone brings wine in the middle of the meal, even though they're eating together at one meal, each person makes their own bracha. Because they're distracted by the meal, they won't be able to properly listen to one person making the bracha. They're having their own conversations, they're eating. So if it's during the meal, they're all distracted, every person should make their own bracha because you can't properly listen or concentrate on one person making the bracha for everyone. La'achar mazon, but if it's after the meal, right, again, that time before benching, but it's after the meal, echad mevarech l'chulam, one person can make the bracha for everyone because they're finished eating, they won't be distracted, they're able to listen to the bracha and answer amen afterwards. V'hu omer ala mugmar, the same thing is true by besamim. There used to be this practice that after benching, they would smell something sweet. And you'd say the bracha of borei atzei besamim, reb minei besamim, depending on whatever they were smelling, right? So the question is, after the meal, they're no longer eating together, so are they still considered part of one kind of group? So says the halacha, v'hu amir al mugmar, it's also said on the mugmar, afal pisha ein mevin es hamugmar el la'achar suda, even though it was brought after the meal, it's no longer part of the meal, they're already benched, still one person can be motzi everyone else. Mishnah Zayin. If someone is eating a very, very salty dish, right? And they bring pas imo, and they have bread with it. Says the halacha, mevarech al maliach uputar zapas. Even though we learned in the last Mishnah that bread includes all other types of food that you eat in the meal, you say hamotzi, and that includes everything else. There are times, and bread is always considered the most chashev. Bread is considered the most special, so to say. So you'd always say the bracha on bread, and then everything else is included. There are some exceptions. Says the Mishnah, if you're eating a really salty food, and the only reason you're eating the bread is to counteract the saltiness, is to make it palatable, that you're actually able to eat it, then, mavarech maliach, you actually say the bracha on the maliach, upotar zapas, and that would include the bread. You wouldn't make a separate bracha on the bread. And this is the very, very important framework of ikar and tafel. Ikar means the thing that is most important, and tafel means the things that are secondary. We generally say that if you have multiple brachas to make, if they're equal things, you say multiple brachas. But if there's something that is primary and other things that are secondary, you always make the bracha on the thing that is primary. Usually, that's bread. Almost always, bread is going to be primary, and everything else is considered secondary. But in a case like this, for example, where the food is so salty, you don't need it. Imagine, the other day I ate a very strong jalapeno, and you know, Johnny's going to make fun of me. It's not a habanero, or something, but I had a jalapeno, and I needed some bread afterwards. Perhaps that would be included. I wouldn't have to say a separate bracha, but that does assume that the bread was brought together with the other food, and you're only eating it again to counteract. But it becomes tafel to the food itself, to the other food. Okay. Shapas tefelelo, exactly I said, because the bread is secondary. Zehaklal, and this is the important rule of the Mishnah. Kol shehu ikar, anything that is considered the primary, the ikar, the imo tefela, and together with it, there's also something secondary. Mevarech ala ikar, upoter sa tefela. Again, you make the bracha on that which is primary, and it includes, it exempts that which is secondary. Again, it needs to be together. It can't be that you're eating one thing and then a few minutes later you're grabbing something else. But if you're eating those two things together, and the only reason you're eating the second food is because it's tafel to the first, it's secondary, you always make the bracha on the primary first, not even first, you make the bracha on the primary and you don't have to make a bracha on the secondary, the chiddush of our Mishnah is that could be true even by something as chashuv as bread, even though it's unlikely, it's uncommon, it still is true. So let's remember that rule going forward. It's an extremely important rule. Kol shu ikar ve'imo tfela. The Gemara says it, zeha klal. It says the general rule, anything that is ikar, anything that is primary, and together with it is something that's secondary, you'll always make the bracha on that which is primary. Mevarech ala ikar, upoters tfela, you make the bracha on that which is primary, and it exempts that which is secondary. And well, there are many, many applications of this.